感谢主，让我们有今天晚上的机会能够来敬拜神。
Indeed, it's always a great blessing that we can come here to study His words together.
我们能够在这里来学习主的道，的确是一个很大的祝福。
Tonight, we'd like to share a topic with you for mutual encouragement. Is don't be an Ephraimite.
今天晚上我想勿做以法莲连人，来互相做勉励。
I see this topic has a history behind it.
因为这个以法莲人它有它的后面的历史。
When Uncle Sam and I was studying the TTP in Bowen Park, A.C. Chow, he was teaching us the book of Joshua and the book of Judges.
我们在南加州神学院的时候，当时候这个周传道他所教的就是以色列人的历史。
And just happened during that day we studied about the Ephraimites.
那一天我们就提到这个以法莲人的事。
And after we studied Ephraimites, we were thinking, wow, the Ephraimites, they're pretty funny people.
我们学习的以法莲人以后，觉得这个以法莲人好像是这个很滑稽的人。
Because Pastor Cho, he asked us, every time we study a certain topic, he wants us to write a sermon concerning that topic.
当时候这个周传道每次他讲完课以后我们必须要写一些作业。
So that night, Uncle Sam and I were saying, "Oh, what kind of topic can we come up for this for the Ephraimites?"
所以那一天晚上刘弟兄跟我就想说，我们到底对这个以法莲人是怎么定位
？And then that night it just happened. I spoke to my wife.
那天晚上我就跟我的太太打电话。
And she asked me, "What are you doing?"
她问我说我在做什么
？And I said, "I'm writing a sermon."
我跟他讲说我在写篇讲章。
And she said about what?
他说你要写什么讲章
？And I say about Ephraimites.
说就是以法莲人的事。
And she go, why would you write something about Ephraimites? What's it all about?
他问我说为什么要写这以法莲人呢
？I said Ephraimites, they are pretty much they always complain about things.
因为这以法莲人他们常常抱怨一些事情。
And the Ephraimites, they are so lazy.
而且他们很懒惰。
And the Ephraimites, they always go around causing trouble.
而且他们是盗刺这个招摇生辉。
And then I thought came to my mind.
所以那时候我就有一个想法。
And then I said, hey, don't be an Ephraimite.
我就跟他讲说，不要做个以法莲人。
So I got my topic, don't be an Ephraimite.
所以我今天晚上我的题目就是这样子来的。
Because during that time, I thought it was pretty funny.
因为当时我想这题目的确是非常滑稽。
And I remember during that night, that Uncle Sam and I, we couldn't stop laughing about Ephraimites.
那天晚上这个刘弟兄跟我这个没有办法停止这个笑因为这以法莲的确是非常滑稽。
So that's why tonight I would like to share with you some of my thoughts on Ephraimites.
所以今天晚上想跟大家来查考这个以法莲人的事。
Let's turn the book of Revelation chapter 7.
先打开启示录的第七章。
The book of Revelation chapter 7.
启示录的第七章。
Chapter 7 verse 8.
第八节。
Of the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Joseph, 12,000 were sealed. And of the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 were sealed.
在这里说，希伯伦支派中有一万两千，耶色支派中有一万两千，便雅悯支派中所印的有一万两千。
We know during this time that John saw the four angels in the four corners of the earth.
这个时候，这个约翰。他看见四个天使站在地的四角。
And he also saw another angels ascending from the east.
那么他看见这个天使从东方来。
And that angel have the seal of the living God.
那么他们是拿着永生神的印。
And with that seal, he sealed those who are being saved.
他们用这个印来盖那些这个得救的人。
And the seal was on the servants of God, and he put them right on the foreheads.
就是盖的这个神众仆人的额上。
But you can see from verse 5 to verse 8, it talk about the 144,000 that were sealed, but the Ephraims were not was not one of the tribes.
所以第五节到第八节提到这个144,000人十二个支派，但是呢没有以法莲支派。
We know that Ephraim is one of the largest tribe during the Old Testament.
我们知道这个以法莲人是在旧约时代是一个大的支派。
But because of their wickedness, God had wiped them out of the face of the earth.
但是因为他们这诡诈多端所以神就把他们除去了。
So during this time when John saw the angel sealing all the tribes.And Ephraimites were not one of them.
所以这个时候，约翰所看见异象当中，天使拿着印来盖那些得救的人的额上的时候，却没有以法莲人。以法莲人。
Let's turn the book of Genesis, chapter 48.
我们看这个创世纪的四十八章。
The book of Genesis, chapter 48.
创世纪四十八章。
Chapter 48, verse 14.
啊，创世纪四十八章的十四节。
Chapter 48, verse 14.
四十八章十四节。
Then Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it on Ephraim's head, who was the younger, and his left hand on Manasseh's head, guiding his hand knowingly, for Manasseh was the firstborn.
啊，所以以色列伸出右手来，按在以法莲的头上，以法莲乃是次子，又简啊简搭过左手来按在马拉西的头上。马拉西原是长子。
And we know that during this time that Jacob went to see Joseph in Egypt.
啊，这个时候这个雅各啊到埃及来看约瑟。
And during this time that the eyes of Jacob were dim because of old age.
啊，那么约瑟啊，这个雅各这个时候啊年纪老迈，眼目昏花。
But then during the time he asked Joseph to bring his two sons in front of him.
啊，所以这个约瑟就带着他的两个儿子来他的父亲的面前。
So Joseph brought Manasseh and Ephraim.And kneel in front of Jacob.
啊，所以这个时候，这个约瑟啊，带这个啊以法莲跟马拉西啊，就跪在这个啊雅各的前面。
Manasseh is the firstborn.
啊，这个马拉西原是长子。
But Ephraim is the secondborn.
那么以法莲是次子。
But we can see in verse 14 when Jacob stretched out his hand to bless them, he laid his right hand on Ephraim's first.
啊，但是十四节说啊，当这个雅各。啊，他伸手来祝福的时候，他就把右手啊放在以法莲的头上。
But the blessing of the right hand should go to the firstborn.
啊，事实上右手是应该放在长子的头上才对。
But because of this, Joseph he was a little upset.
那么因为雅各这样做啊，所以约瑟啊他有点啊这个为难。
But nevertheless, on verse 20 it says, so he blessed them that day, saying, by you Israel will bless, saying.May God make you as Ephraim and as Manasseh, and thus he set Ephraim before Manasseh.
啊，但是二十节他说啊，这个啊，神使你如以法莲、马拉西一样，于是立以法莲在马拉西以上。
So we know during this time, indeed, Ephraim got the first blessing.
啊，所以的确这个时候，以法莲啊，他得到长子的祝福。
And Jacob blessed them that indeed that their nation will be great.
那么啊，雅各所祝福的啊，他们的弟兄的后裔要成为多族。
Even though he was the second born.
啊，虽然说这个以法莲是次子。
So when I think about this passage, I always think about ourselves as the true Jesus Church members.
啊，当我想到这一节的时候，我就想到说我是真耶稣教会的会啊，这个的信徒。
Because we know that indeed the Jewish people are the firstborn, are the chosen people.
啊，因为我们知道犹太人啊，他们是选民。
They are the one that the real olive tree, the branch that belong to the olive tree.
啊，真的就是这个橄榄树上的这个啊树啊树干的柱子。
And we are the white olive tree.
啊，但我们是这个野橄榄树所
接上去的。But because of Israel's disobedience, God have cut them out of the tree, cut the branches off.
啊，但是这个以色列人啊，因为他们心的顽硬的缘故，所以神啊就把他们这个根啊砍下来了。
And then He has blessed all of us who were once were Gentile.
啊，然后神就祝福我们，原来是这个外邦人。
And once we were the olive tree, I mean, why olive tree?
啊，我们也是这个野橄榄树的枝子。
Then he grafted us into the real tree.
啊，然后我们这个野橄榄树的枝子啊，可以啊结到这个啊橄榄树的树干上。
So indeed, it's a great love and great blessing from God.
啊，的确，这是神对最大的爱。
To give us the opportunity to partake his the salvation from him.
啊，让我们能够啊跟神的得救有关系。
So that's why when we live our life, we should realize indeed God have granted us this wonderful grace from Him.
啊，所以我们啊想到这个事情的时候啊，我们要的确感恩啊，因为神啊把这样的恩典啊祝福临到我们身上。
So by this alone, we should live our life indeed to praise God.
啊，因为这样的缘故啊，我们应该啊过一个啊能够使神得荣耀的生活。
So the Ephraimites, even though they have this great blessing from God, what happened to them?
那么以法莲人啊，他们得到这个长主的祝福啊，但是结果怎么样呢
？Why in the book of Revelation they were cut off？
啊，为什么到最后在启示录啊，即十四万四千人得救的名分上没有他们名字呢
？Let's turn the book of Joshua chapter 17。
啊，我们看耶稣雅记的十七章。
Joshua chapter 17。
啊，耶稣雅记的十七章。
Chapter 17 verse 14.
啊，耶稣雅第十七章的十四节。
Then the children of Joseph spoke to Joshua, saying, "Why have you given us only one lot and one share to inherit, since we are great people, inasmuch as the Lord has blessed us until now?"
啊，在这里说， 这约瑟的子孙对约书亚说，神到如今既然赐福给我们，我们也足大人多，你为什么但将一归一段之地分给我们为业呢？
We know that during this time that all the lands that they inherited they were given to the tribes, the 12 tribes.
这个当以色列人他们进入迦南地之后，这个迦南的全地就分给他们十二个支派的人为业。
But we can see in verse 14, it says the children of Joseph. But if you read further, we know that it's pretty much is Ephraim the one that complained.
在这里提到说是约瑟的子孙他们对耶稣亚来这个讨价还价。读下去就知道是以法连人。
So they complained to Joshua, say, "Why you give us only a lot? Because we are great people, we should have more."
这个以法连人对耶稣亚抗议说，我们族大人多。但是为什么只有得到一个小段的地。
We know that during this time that Ephraimites are pretty much God have given them the whole mountain.
这个时候神给这个以法连人整个山地。
But even then they still complain.
但是他们还是结的太少。
Because they feel that it's not fair because they're such great people.
他们讲说他们是族大人多不应该只有得到一段的山地。
And you can see throughout the book of Joshua and Judges, they always complain about different things.
那么再下去读耶稣亚记看见这个以法连人他们常常就是讨价还价要占便宜。
And they never satisfied with the things that God had blessed them with.
他们从来没有对神给他们这个得产地为业的地方得到满足。
So likewise for us as the children of God, indeed we should not complain.
我们既然是做神的儿女，我们不应该这样子常常的这个抱怨。
Because God has blessed us with so many things.
因为神的确给我们这么多的福气。
The greatest blessing we have part of His salvation.
我们最大的福气就是我们有从神来的救恩。
There are 6 billion people in the world.
这个世界上这个有这个60亿人口。
There are 290 million people in the United States.
那么在美国这个有这个这个十二亿多人口。
Just imagine, out of 290 million, we are the chosen people in the States.
所以想就是说在这么多的人口当中我们是特别被拣选的。
And we know that TJC members only about 2,500 of us.
那么整个真耶稣教会的人信徒大概只有2,500。
So just this alone, we should not complain about anything.
那么想到这样子，我们就不应该有任何抱怨才对。
And because we have inherited this God's kingdom, we always have peace and joy in our hearts.
那么我们承受神的国度为产业，我们心里头应该有得到平安喜乐。
A lot of time when we feel that things are not fair, that's why we complain.
我们为什么会抱怨呢？因为我们觉得事情并不公平。
Of course, complaining is okay. We do right and to God.
都是我们这个抱怨的时候是向神的话那还可以。
For example, like Moses complained to God.
比方说摩西他向神抱怨。
And Elijah complained to God.
以利亚先知也是一样。
And Jonah complained to God.
这耶拿先知也是。
But when they complain the things according to God's will.
他们向神抱怨但是呢是照着神给他们的问。
But they don't complain the things that pertain to their own, to the things that pertain to this world.
但是他们所抱怨的并不是因为这世界上的事而抱怨。
So that's why for us, we always should be joyful in our hearts.
所以对于我们来讲，我们心里头应该常有喜乐。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4.
我们看腓立比书的第四章。
The book of Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书的第四章。
Chapter 4, verse 11 to 13.
这个腓立比书第四章十一节到十三节。
Verse 11, not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. Verse 12.
第十二节。
I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer needs. Verse 13.
十三节。
I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me.So we know that during this time, Paul indeed know how to live a life of thanksgiving.
保罗他提到说他的确在任何的处况之中他都能够存感恩的心。
Because he said in verse 11, he know how to learn whatever state he is to be content.
他说我知道在任何的情况之下都可以知足，这是我已经学会的。
Indeed, this is a wonderful thing that he teaches.
那么保罗跟我们教导这些事的确是最美好的事。
And he said he know how to be abased and know how to abound.
啊，所以无论他是在这个缺乏或者是丰富的情况之下
，and he know how to be full and he know how to be hungry，
啊，或者是饥饿，或者是饱足
，all these things he can do because to Jesus Christ that strengthened him，
啊，这个谁是谁在都得了秘诀啊，因为啊，主耶稣在他心里头活着。
That's why for us we need also to learn to be be content in whatever state we are。
啊，所以今天我们学保罗在这个情况之下啊，都要能够知足。
I remember when I was working as a therapist, I usually go do home visit.
啊，当我在做这个啊这个社会工作人员的时候，我必须要做一个家庭的访问。
During that time, I live in an apartment, not so nice.
啊，当时我住在一个公寓的房子啊，并不是很好。
And also, I drive a pretty much old car.
啊，我开的也是一个旧车。
So every time I think about God, I say, you know, God, I feel like, you know, I don't have enough.
啊，所以我常常啊，向神说，神啊，我觉得我实在是很不够。
I'm saying I'm 28 years old, but I'm still driving an old car and living in a basement of a building.
啊，我说我28岁啊，我还是开这个老旧车，还住在这个啊这个地下室里面。
And then when I went to visit my clients at their home.
啊，当我到这个啊我这个啊要面谈的这个对象的家去的时候。
And I realized indeed my life is a wonderful blessing.
啊，比较他们啊，的确是我应该是知足的。
Because when I go visit my client, they live in the poor area.
啊，因为我面谈对象，他们是住在非常穷乏的这个啊这个地区。
Some of my clients they live in one bedroom. There's like 7-8 people in that one bedroom.
啊，有些人啊，他们是七八个人要挤在一个房子里面。
And oftentimes I look at the wall, I see the cockroaches facing one another up the wall.
啊，有时候看着墙壁啊，这个墙壁这个啊有很多的啊这个啊。蟑螂啊，这个互相在竞赛。
And sometimes I can see they crawl on my shoes and stuff like that.
啊，甚至有时候蟑螂也会爬过我的鞋子。
So after visit them, I realize, oh, thank God that I have a clean place to live.
啊，所以我去啊这个面谈的地方看到这种情况啊，我对我的住处我倒是以为知足了。
And then during that time, I realize indeed I should be content in whatever state I am.
啊，所以我想应该是无论在什么情况之下，我应该学会知足才对。
Because contentment doesn't come by the material things.
啊，因为知足啊，并不是为物质环境给你的。
Contentment is being filled with the Holy Spirit.
啊，因为知足啊，就是被圣灵充满的
结果。Because only the Holy Spirit can complete us.
啊，因为只有圣灵啊，才能我使我们感觉到我们完全。
Only the Spirit of God can give us peace and give us joy, can give us love.
啊，只有这个在神里面啊的这个知足啊，才给我们啊这个喜乐啊，更有爱心。
In the Boston area, there's a couple who built a house that cost $19 million.
啊，这个在波士顿有一对夫妻啊，他们建了这个900万这个啊贵的这个房子。
And this is the most expensive house that ever built in Massachusetts.
啊，这是在整个麻省啊最贵的房子。
So $19 million have 19 bathrooms.
19.
Yeah, 19. Yeah, 19.
啊，这个这个哇。1900万，然后1900万的房子，然后有19间啊这个厕所。
And each room also have a big fireplace.
啊，每一个房子里面也有个很大的一个啊一个可以啊这个啊这个可以烧火的地方。
So one day they interview the couple and say, oh, you know, you have 19 rooms. Who live in those rooms?
啊，有一天新闻记者问他说，你有19个房子。啊，那修19个房间啊，到底是谁住在这房间里面
？And they say no, there's only two of us live in the house.
啊，但是这对夫妻说，只有我们两个人住。
And we don't know anything about their children.
啊，我们根本没有想说要有孩子的事。
So out of 19 rooms, they occupy maybe half the room they were in because the room was so large.
啊，那么因为这个啊房间这么多，房子又这么大啊，所以根本。啊，不可能说每一间都去住。
And you can see, even though you have such a big house, you can only stay in one room.
啊，所以你有19间这个房啊，这个房子啊，但是你能够住的只有一间。
If you have such a big house, doesn't mean that your whole family is complete.
啊，所以不是说你有这么大的房子，你全家人就感觉到心满意足了。
Even though they're over 60 years old, they have only two of them to have companionship.
啊，他们是60岁以上的这个夫妻啊，但是只有两个人在一起。
That's why for us, indeed, the family is so much more important than the big house.
啊，所以对我们来讲啊，这个家人家庭比这个大的空房子还更重要。
And one time, I also saw an interview on television about Jerry Seinfeld, the comedian.
啊，那么有一次啊，我看见这个啊一个这个啊很会讲笑话的一个啊一个人啊，就是 Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld. So Jerry Seinfeld, he bought this parking lot for over $2 million.
啊， 这个那么这个啊 ，Jerry Shanford 啊，他买一个停车的地方啊 ，$2 million 啊，两百万的这个停车场。
So the reason he had to buy this parking lot because he loved, you know, Porsche. He loved the car Porsche.
啊，因为他喜欢这个 Porsche 这种跑车。
And he bought over 20 Porsche.
啊，所以他买了20部的这种 Porsche 的跑车。
So he needed a place to park his Porsche.
啊，所以他需要这么大一个停车场来停他所有的车。
But even though he has so many Porsche, nobody ever see him driving two cars at the same time.
啊，就是他有二十部这样的跑车，从来没有一个人看见过他同时可以开两部跑车。
Actually, most of those cars he doesn't even drive because it's so expensive. He has keep them parking.
啊，事实上他的车子这么贵啊，他大部分的时间都是把它停在车停车场。
A lot of time people need all these material things because their heart is empty.
啊，这个世人喜欢有这么多这个物质上的东西，因为他们心里是啊相当的寂寞。
For me, I have testified to you that my adopted parents before they were pretty wealthy.
啊，从我的见证里头，我有提到啊，这个收养我的父母亲，他们原来是非常富有。
I mean, when I was 16 years old, they bought me a brand new car.
因为十六岁的时候，他们给我买一个新车。
And I have at least $500 in my pocket everywhere I go at the age of 16.
啊，十六岁的时候，我口袋里边总是有500多块钱。
Any food I want to eat, I can eat it.
啊，我可以买任何的我想吃的东西。
But my heart still was not complete.
啊，但是当时我的内心里头还是没有满足。
And I try to compare that time now during the time that I'm here during TTP.
啊，所以比较当时的生活跟我现在在神学院的生活。
I don't have $500 in my pocket.
啊，现在我口袋里头没有500块。
I don't have a car to drive.
啊，我也没有一部车可以开。
And I don't have all the fancy food I used to eat.
啊，我也没有这么多的这个好的这个食物让我去选择。
But my heart is joyful.
啊，但是我内心里头却是充满了喜乐满足。
Why? Because through Christ, indeed, my heart can be complete.
啊，为什么？因为在基督耶稣里头，我们可以得到满足。
So let us not misunderstand and indeed to complain to God about certain things.
啊，所以当我们提到说向神来抱怨某些事情的时候，我们不需要误解。
Because everything that God has blessed us with, indeed, is a wonderful blessing from Him.
啊，因为神所赐给我们一切所有的啊，都是最美好的。
Because all the things that you cannot buy, God has blessed us.
啊，因为啊，这个神啊，祝福给我们的是我们用钱也买不到的东西。
Even though that couple that can build a house for $19 million, but they cannot buy the kind of family that they are.That they want and the peace that they want inside their hearts.
啊，就是那对夫妻啊，他们买1900万的房子啊，但是啊，他们没有啊，这个内心里头可以充足啊，内心空啊，空虚的的地方。
Even though Jerry Seinfeld can buy all those cars, but nevertheless, he cannot buy peace and joy in his heart.
啊，就是 Jerry 啊 Seinfeld 这个人啊，可以买的二十部的这个跑车啊，但是他内心里头却买不到平安。
For us as the children of God, we have all those things for free.
但是今天我们做神的儿女，我们得到内心满足平安。
God has blessed us indeed with peace and joy and love.
啊，因为神所赐给我们的啊，就是内心的平安啊，知足啊，还有爱心。
And all these things are priceless.
啊，而且这些都是无价之宝。
So next time when we're down and out, we should not complain.
啊，所以啊，以后啊，若是我们啊，真的啊，这个口袋里头没有一分钱的时候，我们也不需要啊这抱怨。
We think that things are unfair, we should not complain.
啊，就是我们觉得这个临到我们事情不公平的时候，我们也不需要抱怨。
But we should always praise and thank God.
啊，但是我们常常需要感谢神祷告。
Because indeed He gave us the salvation.
啊，因为的确神给我们最好的就是救恩。
So the Ephraimites, they go around always complaining about things.
啊，所以这以法莲人啊，他们常常就是到处抱怨。
So we should not be like them, become a complainer.
啊，我们不要像以法莲人啊，他们是做一个抱怨的人。
Let's turn to back to Joshua chapter 17.
我们再回到这耶稣雅记的十七章。
Joshua chapter 17 verse 15.
耶稣雅记十七章的十啊。
Joshua chapter 17 verse 15.
啊，十七章十五节。
17:15.
啊，十七章十五节。
So Joshua answered them, "If you are great people, then go up to the forest country and clear a place for yourself there in the land of the Perizzites and the giants, since the mountain Ephraim are too confined for you." Verse 16.
十六节。
But the children of Joseph said, "The mountain country is not enough for us, and all the Canaanites who dwell in the land of the valley have chariots of iron, both those who are of Beth Shean and its town, and those who are of the valley of Jezreel."We know that during this time that Joshua answered them, if you are such great people, go up to the forest country and clear everything for yourself.
啊，这个时候耶稣雅说，你们既然是这个族大人多，那么你们就可以这个啊上到这个啊这个 利华因之地啊，在树林中砍伐树木。
But the children of Israel, the children of the children of Joseph, and then they say, no, the mountain country is not enough for us. That is a fact that is maybe the mountain is too confined for them.
啊，这个耶色的祖孙说，那山地容不下我们。啊，这的确是事实。
But the thing is, they're not willing to go and clear the country because they have this excuse. See, all the Canaanites who dwell in the land of valley have Chevet Ayin, both those who are Beth Shean and also in the town of Jezreel.
啊，他们所抱怨的就是说那些迦南人啊，他们住在这个啊这个啊这个城市啊，还有呢耶稣列平原的人，他们有铁车。
So truly, if we continue to read about the Ephraimites, they're always so lazy to do things.
啊，事实上，你再读下去，你知道以法莲人啊，他们的确非常的蠢。
They never want to do things on their own, but rather they always want to, you know, to go and get things from the people already have.
啊，就是他们不愿意自己啊，这个去啊，去砍伐啊，去跋涉啊，他们想要的就是啊，人家已经准备好的东西。
So they become very lazy.
啊，所以事实上他们是非常的懒惰。
So the Ephraimites are lazy people.
啊，所以我们可以说是以法莲人，他们的特征就是很懒惰。
So indeed, laziness is not pleasing to God.
啊，这样子的懒惰啊，的确不能得神的喜悦。
Because God tells us everything that we do, we should do with our whole heartedly.
啊，因为神啊，要我们所做的，就是要从内心啊，甘心情愿的去做。
You can see, even though the Ephraimites they want to increase their territory, but they're so lazy to go and get it.
啊，所以这个以法莲人啊，他们想要扩张自己所啊住的这个田地，啊，但是他们不愿意去砍伐。
Even though they say they're such great people, but they also think the Canaanites is much greater than they are.
啊，他们想说这个族大人多啊，但是他们比较迦南人啊，他们认为迦南人呢更比他们强大。
So for us nowadays, likewise.
啊，所以今天我们也是一样。
It's not easy sometimes to have peace and joy in our heart.
啊，有时候我们内心要得到这个平安啊，满足啊，是不容易的事。
You can see in the United States, indeed, is one of the greatest country in the world.
啊，我们看见美国啊，的确是啊，世界最富强的国家。
Because in the United States, if you are a hard worker person, you can never be poor.
啊，所以在美国，你都是愿意啊，这个勤所去工作的话，你不会说是啊，现在贫穷啊的地步。
As long as you work hard, you have enough money, you can pay rent, you can buy food.
啊，只要你愿意工作啊，你能够付出还租啊，你也能够买这个食物。
So for us in the kingdom of God is also the same.
那今天我们在神的国度也是一样。
If we want to have peace, we want to have joy, we always need to kneel down and pray to God.
啊，我们要追求这个喜乐啊，追求满足，我们就愿意啊跪下双脚来祷告。
If we want to have peace and joy, we always need to read the Bible.
啊，若是我们要这个平安满足，我们要勤以读神的话。
We cannot be lazy.
啊，我们不能够像以法莲这样懒惰。
Because when we are lazy, that means, you know, our motivation toward God is very limited.
啊，都是我们懒惰的话，表示我们对神的心实在是太小。
As a young man growing up in this country, indeed, that everything it's, you know, everything in this country try to make us so lazy.
啊，我们从这边这个地方长大，从小在这边长大。啊，就是有很多的事情啊，让我们啊容易养成这个懒惰的习惯。
For example, when I was younger, when you do your math, addition and subtraction, you have to think and you do it yourself.
我们小的时候啊，要这个加减乘除，我们必须要动脑筋，然后去做这些算术。
Now with the calculator, you just do it, and you know, and you get the answer right away.
那么现在的孩子呢，他们有这个计算机。啊，所以他们打一打就有这个答案。
So sometimes you can see some kids work in the market and stuff like that, but if they have to add themselves, they cannot do it.
啊，所以我们看见就是很多孩子啊，他们这个啊，在这个啊菜市场做事啊，若是他们没有计算机的话呢，他们连算都算不出来。
Because their mind becomes so lazy.
啊，因为他们的心啊已经太过于懒惰了。
And last night, my wife and I were laughing that everything they build in Boston now, they have drive-through. Everything is drive-through.
啊，现在这个在波士顿有很多就是啊，可以车子这样通过去啊，买东西也好，做事情也好。
Because we are lazy by nature.
啊，因为事实上呢，我们本性啊就是很懒惰。
I remember because my house have the first floor and second floor.
啊，我的房子啊就是有这个一层楼跟二层楼的地方。
So when my wife she's thirsty, she wants some water. Say, Woody, go downstairs, get me some water.
啊，所以我的太太啊都是口渴，她说你到楼下去给我拿水吧。
Maybe the most take me a minute walk down the stairs, but I say I'm too lazy. Don't bother me.
啊，因为事实上只要你走下一分钟就可以拿到水，但是我说我太忙，不要麻烦我。
That's why I realize when you kneel down and pray for an hour, 2 hours, so difficult.
所以既然我们懒惰成性要想说跪下一个小时、两个小时祷告，那难如登天了。
If I cannot go downstairs, it takes me only 1 minute to get some water for my wife. How can I kneel down to pray to God every single day?
我想都是我连花一分钟下这个楼去取水给我太太喝，我都不愿意。那我怎么能够对天上的神跪下做长时间的祷告呢？
But nevertheless, when you pertain to the kingdom of God, we should not be lazy.
但既然我们是做这个天上神的儿女，我们不应该懒惰。
Because we want to do everything to please God.
因为我们要做每样的事情来讨神的喜悦。
Let's turn Colossians chapter 3.
我们看哥罗西书的第三章。
The book Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
Chapter 3, verse 23.
哥罗西三章的二十三节。
Verse 23 and 24.
二十三、二十四节。
And whatever you do, do it heartily as the Lord, and do not do it to men. Verse 24.
二十四节。
Know that from the Lord you will receive the reward of inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. We can see here in verse 23 and verse 24, one way we cannot overcome our laziness, we have to think everything that we do it for our Lord.
二十三节、二十四节，我们提到说要胜过我们内心不愿意做的态度的话呢，那我们要想每一样事情做的都是给神做的。
And even for me, I know I'm a pretty lazy person.
比方说我自己想我自己本身就是很懒惰的人。
But when the time that I'm lazy, when the time that I feel I cannot pray, then I ask God, God, please give me the strength to pray.
所以当我懒惰到我不能够长时间跪下祷告的时候。我向神求说神求你给我足够的力量我可以向你祷告
Because God is a faithful God He always gives us the strength to pray to Him
因为神他是一个信实的神他总是给我们足够的力量能够来向他祷告
That's why when even things pertaining to do the works in church
就是在我们教会很多圣工事情上也是一样
If we do things just to please men and then things will become very burdensome
我们都是做圣工是要讨人喜欢的话那每样事情做起来就很有重担。
For example, every week we come here to cook for brothers and sisters.
比方说这个弟兄姐妹他们轮班来这边这个煮饭菜给这个神学生或者是讲员吃。
But when we cook for brothers and sisters, we have to realize indeed that we cooking or we serving our Lord.
但是弟兄姐妹这样做的时候他们认为这样子做是在服侍神。
And also, for example, we come here to clean, maybe clean the bathroom and things like that.
或者是到教会做这个扫除或者是像比方说扫厕所。
If we don't think that we do all this for Christ, and then it will become very burdensome.
的确，若是我们想当我们做不是为了主做的话呢，那么这些事情都是重担。
You know, President Bush is one of the most powerful men in the world right now.
现在布希总统可以说是全世界上最有这个权力。
And many people would love to serve him.
那么很多人都是想能够服侍他。
Even the people who clean the bathroom in the White House, if you ask them, "Hey, where do you work?" they would proudly say, you know, "I work in the White House."
都是这个在白宫是这个清扫厕所的这个清洁工。你问他说你在哪里工作，他会说我是在白宫做事。
And they will not be afraid to say, "I clean the bathroom in the White House."
他们也不会说我是在白宫的这个厕所做事维修室。
Because the bathroom in the White House is very clean, it's very wonderful. It's like a 5-star hotel bathroom.
因为这个白宫的厕所就好像这五星级的这个旅馆这样子的高尚。
That's why for us we are the children of God.
那么我们想想，我们是神的儿女。
Compare God to President Bush. President Bush is nothing.
都是把神跟布希比较的话，那个布希总统实在是算不了什么。
But God gave us the opportunity to serve Him.
但是神给我们机会能够来服侍他。
The true and living God.
他是一个的确是活生生的真神。
So how wonderful that is.
所以想这样子能够服侍神是
多好 and sisters,
那么我们对弟兄姐妹彼此服侍
to clean the chapel,
或者是这个扫这个会堂
is to work for the true and living God
事实上就是为着这个天上的活真正的真神来服侍他
so we have this in mind indeed where we would not become lazy
我们这样子想的话我们做事情我们就不会懒惰了
because we know that one day God will reward us
因为我们知道终有一天神他会赏赐
and that reward indeed is beyond understanding
而且神所赏赐的是超过我们是可以想象得到的
let's go to the last characteristic of the Ephraimites
我们在想这个以法莲人的最后一个特征
let's turn to the book of Judges chapter 8
我们看四世纪的第八章
the book of Judges chapter 8
四世纪的第八章
Chapter 8, verse 1.
第八章第一节。
Now the men of Ephraim said to him, Why have you done this to us by not calling us when you went to fight the Midianites? And they reprimand him sharply.
所以以法莲人对基甸说，你去与米甸人征战，没有招我们同去，为什么这样待我们呢？他们就与基甸大大的争吵。
We can see that during this time that Gideon and his 300 men, they overcome the Midianites and they chased them.
因为这个时候基甸跟那300个勇士他们这个击打而且追杀那些米甸人。
You can see in verse 23, it said, chapter 7, verse 23, it said, And the men of Israel gathered together from Naphtali, Asher, and all Manasseh and pursued the Midianites.
七章二十三节说，以色列人就从拿弗他利、亚瑟和马拿西全地召集来追赶米甸人。
You can see when they get together, where is the Ephraimites?
所以他们聚集在一起的时候，到底这以法莲人在哪里
？But you can see in verse 24, then Gideon sent a messenger throughout all the mountains of Ephraim, saying, "Come down against the Midianites."
二十四节他说，基甸打发人走遍以法莲三地，说你们下来攻击米甸人。
You can see because they are lazy by nature that Gideon had to make it special and send a special message to go and tell them to come and take over the Midianites.
这个以法莲人他们生性懒惰所以基甸还要打发人走遍他们的山地邀请他们下来攻击这个米甸人。
And on verse 25 and say they captured two princes of the Midianites.
二十五节他们说抓住了这米甸人两个首领了。
But that's not enough for the Ephraimites. See, they always complain that they don't have enough.
所以但是对这以法莲人来讲抓住两个首领还是不够的。
That's why in chapter 8 verse 1 it says, Now the men of Ephraim say to him, Why have you done this to us by not calling us when you went to fight the Midianites?
所以第八章第一节就看见这以法莲人跟基甸争吵。
You can see they're not only lazy, they're also their troublemaker.
他们不仅是懒惰而且他们招摇这个招摇生辉。
The reason they are troublemakers, because they can never feel that they have enough. They are not content in what they have.
他们从来不会以自己所有的为知足所以他们在这里招摇生辉。
So likewise for all of us.
所以对我们来讲也是一样。
Indeed, we should not become a troublemaker.
我们不要像以法莲人招摇生辉。
Because troublemakers are contrary to the Son of God.
因为像以法莲人招摇生辉。他们跟做神的儿女这就是不相符合了。
Because the son of God are peacemakers.
因为我们做神的儿女，我们是要使人和平的。
We see, so we should learn from the Ephraimites.
所以我们可以从以法莲人身上得到境界。
But you can see that during this time, because of Gideon with his wisdom, he answered them very wonderfully.
这个时候基甸他用智慧的话来回答这个以法莲人的气话。
So Gideon in verse 2 said to them, What have I done now in comparison with you? Is not the gleaning of the grapes of the Ephraim bad in the vintage of Abishah? And verse 3.
第三节。
God has delivered into your hands the princes of Midian, Oreb and Zeb. And what was I able to do in comparison with you? Then their anger toward him subsided when he said that. We can see in verse 2 and verse 3, this Gideon with wisdom, he answered the Ephraimites.
这个基甸他有这智慧的话来平息那些以法莲人心里头的气愤。
Because he understands that Ephraimites is also full of pride.
因为基甸知道这以法莲人这个内心充满了骄傲。
So when you tell him what I have done compared to you is nothing.
所以基甸讲说我所做的比较你们所做的实在是算不什么。
Because he said the grapes of the Ephraim is much better than the vintage of Abishah.
因为提到说这个以法莲时期剩下的这个葡萄。
And then,
比我们所吃的葡萄更强。
And also, God has delivered into their hands the two princes of Midian.
而且神将这个米甸人两个首领的命交在这个以法莲手中了。
And then Gideon he humbled himself before them.
所以基甸事实上这个时候在以法莲面前他自己自卑。
During that time, the anger would subside.
所以以法莲因为这样子，所以怒气就全消了。
Let's also turn the book of Judges chapter 12.
我们又看这个
The book of Judges, chapter 12, verse 6. The book of Judges, chapter 12, verse 6.
十二章的第六节。
Then he would say to him, then say, Sibboleth. And he would say, Sibboleth. For he could not pronounce it right. Then they would take him and kill him at the fords of the Jordan. There fell at the time 42,000 Ephraimites. Verse 6.
第六节这里，所以他说，你说这个四欢烈。那以法莲人因为咬不真字音 啊，便说这个西番烈，那么基列人就把他拿住，杀在约旦河的渡口。那时以法莲人被杀的有42,000人。
We know that during this time, God has delivered Ammon into the hand of the judge Jephthah.
啊，这个时候啊，神啊，这个把亚门人加在这个耶户他的手中。
And because of this, and then the Ephraimites in verse 12, chapter 1, they came to Ephraim and gathered together and tried to cause trouble with Jephthah.
那么以法莲人啊，他们召集起来，那么对这个耶胡他啊，又是在这边怒视生辉。
Again, they said to Jephthah, "Why did you cross over to fight against the people of Ammon and did not call us to go with you? We will burn your house down on you with fire."
啊，说你跟亚门人征战，为什么没有召我们呢？我们用火烧你跟你的房子。
We can see indeed again they try to cause trouble.
啊，说以法莲人又是在这边惹是生辉。
And they so mean, they say, "We will burn your house down on you with fire."
啊，而且他们又讲这些啊，这个很啊，就是很不仁啊，不合啊这个道理的话啊，说要把你和你的房子都烧了。
But this time Jephthah did not answer them with wisdom.
啊，这个时候耶胡他并不是用智慧的话来回答他们。
Because during that time Jephthah he just sacrificed his daughter.
啊，这个耶胡他啊，他才啊喜宴啊，把他的女儿献出来给神。
And I'm sure he was not in a good mood.
啊，所以。这个耶胡他当时可能心情也不是很好。
So when the Ephraimites come and they try to cause problem, then put my Jephthah wage war against them.
啊，所以这个以法莲人来惹是生非的时候啊，结果耶胡他啊就把这个以法莲那、啊、这个队伍的就杀了他们。
And they say that day 42,000 Ephraimites fell.
啊，所以以法莲人被杀的一共有42,000人。
Every time I think about Ephraimites in this passage, I think about you know some bullies when I was in high school and middle school.
啊，当我读到这以法莲人的时候，我就想到在初中、高中的时候啊，那些很喜欢欺负人的啊那些人。
When I was in the middle school, you know, they always have some kind of bully, and everybody is so afraid of that bully.
啊，我们在这个中学时代啊，班上总是有些啊这个啊这个身体比较粗壮啊，喜欢这个贪人家小便宜、欺负人的人。
And then one time I had a fight with them.
啊，那么有一次呢，我就跟他们当中一个打架。
But even though they act so tough, they always so mean, but they don't even know how to fight.
啊，虽然说他们这个言语这样的粗糙啊，但是打起架来倒是不是很会打架。
Because when you fight with them, they get so afraid and they can't even take care of themselves.
啊，因为你真的跟他们打起来的时候，他们也不知道怎么应付了。
So the Ephraimites, they are the same thing.
啊，我想这以法莲人也是有这个毛病。
They are complainers.
啊，他们喜欢抱怨。
They are lazy.
啊，他们又是懒惰。
And they also go around causing trouble.
啊，然后又是这个造谣生灰。
But they themselves can't even take care of, you know, of their, you know, their own problems.
啊，但是自己呢，啊，他们没有办法处置自己的事。
Sometime, you know, sometime in church, we also cause some problem without knowing it.
啊，有时候我们在神的家在教会啊，我们惹了一些麻烦，但是我们都不知道。
I like the way Pastor Chow, when he talked about you know, the tongue, how the tongue, even you in Taiwan, you can cause someone to, you know, to fall.
啊，这个赵传道讲说啊，有时候我们讲一句话啊，就在这边讲一句话，马上呢，就话就传到台湾去。
Because I remember one time we have a situation in Boston.
啊，我记得在波士顿教会有一件事。
The same night, people in Texas heard about it.
啊，那么那件事啊，当天晚上啊，这个。啊，德州教会人就知道了。
So all people in Pacific also heard about it also.
甚至在 Pacific 教会人也知道了。
And the next day it went all the way to Taiwan.
啊，那么这个事隔天又传到台湾去了。
Before you know, the sister doesn't come to church anymore.
那么因为这样子啊，那个姐妹啊，她以后就不来教会了。
Indeed, a lot of time we sin with our mouth.
啊，很多时候我们用这个口犯罪。
We cause a lot of problems with our mouth.
啊，我们用这个口惹了很多的麻烦的事。
So that's why James said, if we want to be perfect, we build to bridle our tongue.
啊，所以雅各说，我们若是啊要成为完全人，我们就要勒住我们的舌头。
So tonight, this is what I want to share with you.
啊，所以今天晚上啊，这个就是用这个题目来跟大家做勉励。
So we should not be like the Ephraimites.
啊，所以我们不要做以法莲人。
Always complaining about things.
啊，他们常常到处抱怨。
Always so lazy to do things according to God's will.
啊，他们常常懒惰啊，不做神所交代他们的事。
And always go around causing trouble.
啊，他们到处惹是生非。
May God help all of us.
啊，愿神帮助我们。